audio.
Gotta do the clap, dude. I'm fucking mesmerized.
I probably don't even need to.
I'm mesmerized by watching Miss Pac-Man simulations. Hell dude. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Did you know Pinky was a character?
I know Pinky.
You know Yankee?
I did know Yankee as well.
Who's the other one?
Stinky.
There's like a...
Sue? That's Sue. Insane.
That's like, yeah. Yeah,
that's insane.
That's the wild card, Sue.
Damn. It's cool to know that even in old video games, if you just got too high and forgot to play, they'll just show you shit.
Yeah.
Me and my boys used to get too high and forget to play Madden, and we'd just watch the simulations of Madden, and we'd end up betting like $50 on these games.
That's a good game to watch. Because it's just as like unpredictable as the real thing, probably. Hell yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was the summer of Xanax in 2014.
Sure.
But me and my friend Marcus, I'm pretty sure we had a 21-game series of 2K.
Yeah.
And we didn't play a single game. We just watched the simulations and bet on them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure it got to 21 because it was like, originally it was like a 7-game series. And then we were like, all right, double or nothing, triple or nothing. And it was like $400 on the line that I owed him at the end of this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was
so
fucked.
So you end up on the short end.
Yeah, I got burnt.
Damn. But
I think I gave him like an ounce and like a Carmelo Anthony bobblehead.
Yo, that's a good idea. Yo, just start like an AI game simulation and you can bet on it.
That's the future, dude.
That's a new platform.
Yeah. I mean, kids like watching people play video games more than they enjoy playing video games.
I don't understand it myself, but
I don't get it.
The shit is popular.
But I do. So I don't get it from like an adult perspective, but like, there are certain video games that I suck shit at.
Yeah.
That, like, I'll try and play them and be like, these are impossible. There's no way anyone's ever done good at this.
Yeah.
And then you look it up online and someone does, like, there's this BMX game I've been playing. I got obsessed with BMX this summer. I've never done
like
it in my life.
The real shit? Or just, like,
I've never done it, but just watching it through, like, the X Games.
Yeah.
I was high and I watched it with my dad one day and I was like, this is the coolest shit ever.
Hell yeah.
But,
dude. Yeah. I always wanted one when I was a kid, but my mom was like against any like action sports. Like, I had to fight for a skateboard. You know what I mean? Like, fucking overbearing suburban mate mom. You know
I always
mean?
Was like into it, but I was always scared of it.
Yeah.
Like, I was never
to do like the wild shit.
Yeah.
Like,
like, I always loved Jackass and loved like skateboarding and shit. But like, once it came to like the time to drop in on the half pipe, I'd be like, nah.
Not today.
Not today. My ankle hurts, dude. Yeah. My ankle always hurt when I got on top of the half pipe.
Did you skate or anything like that?
I did. So I could kick flip.
Yeah.
And like, that was it.
That's pretty just,
but
as
I was
far
always,
as I made it. But like,
I was such a pussy that I could never drop in. Yeah. Whenever we would get to the half pipe, I'd be like, nah.
I'm never done. Yeah. Keep me flat.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll try some tricks on the ground.
I remember telling people that. I'd be like, I'm a street skater.
Strictly.
Yeah.
This is my mode of operation.
Yeah, so, I sucked.
So fucking, speaking of like growing up, what got you into like, how did comedy find you?
I don't even know, dude.
Yeah.
I just fucking.
Are your parents into it or anything? Or you just found it yourself?
My dad liked, I remember going to like a family party at somebody else's house and they were watching a Blue Collar Tour.
Hell yeah.
Like Ron White and them, and they were, my dad was like, this is the fucking...
Still killing it, Ron
cool
White.
He's the man.
King of Austin now.
Yeah. My dad was a huge Larry the Cable Guy fan, which disappointed
Dan
me.
Dan from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just kind of like...
Who am I to knock him?
Yeah, I know, that guy's the man. Yeah. We're all poor as shit.
Exactly.
But, I just kind of found it, dude.
Yeah.
But fucking... Because my parents were never big fans of it. I remember like... The first like cool stand-up shit I did that like, cause I remember when I told my dad I was doing it, he was like, that's probably gay. He's like, find a real job.
Yeah.
But, like the first like cool shit I did, I was like, dude, I just opened for Stanhope. Like, cause I thought he might know who that is.
That's fucking sick.
And my dad didn't know who Stanhope was. He's I'll never forget this. I was like, dad, I like did a show with Doug Stanhope this weekend. He's like, that's cool, man. You ever going to like do something with Jeff Dunham?
Wow.
I was like,
when I'm a prop comic.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. But like, it wasn't like a, that's cool. Like he was dissing me. Like,
that's
he,
his frame of reference.
Yeah. He was like, that's awesome, man. Like you ever meet like Jeff Dunham or anything out there? I was like, no.
Not yet.
I don't want to either. Fuck Jeff
trying
Dunham.
To avoid him my whole
I'll
career.
Turn Jeff Dunham into a puppet if I meet that guy.
Oh yeah.
Fucking
meat puppet.
Fist him. Yeah, I'm gonna fist Jeff Dunham, dude. Make that the clip.
Put that online. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I will.
No. Maybe.
No, maybe. But maybe. No, but fuck Jeff Dunham.
But yeah. I don't know, dude. I just found, like, I just started doing it, and I was like, this fucking rules.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old were you the first time you did it?
25?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I'm so happy I started doing stand-up before I met my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of people get into, like, relationships or something, and then they're, like, committed to something. Like, I told my girl when we started dating, I was like, this is the thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Yeah. And, like, we can hang out a few times a week, mm-hmm. and you do rule. But
I'm going to do this thing also.
This is the thing. Yeah. And she gets that, which rules.
Hell yeah.
But
wifey encouraged me. She's like, are you doing any open mics this week?
Yeah.
I get lazy.
It might have to be, dude.
Yeah.
I know.
She's a queen, though.
Queen. Big queen.
She sends me off to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah.
Packs a lunch. No. No, she's like, are you doing any open mics this week? I'm like, yeah, probably should, right?
Yeah.
Probably should.
That rules, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need those. Yeah. Because a lot of people stop doing comedy because they're like,
they get locked in.
We lose a lot of good soldiers to babies.
And hot girls.
Yeah, and hot girls.
Some less hot girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, surprisingly, it's like, comics know. Most good comics know. If they have an ugly girl,
yeah,
don't let it ruin them.
Yeah.
I've never seen a comic go, like, a good comic go down with a 4.
No.
I've never seen it happen.
Yeah. I think most comics, are like, if we're talking about comics that have made it past the stage of, like, just bombing at open mics, then they got some sense to them. So they're strategic about shit.
Yeah.
So they're strategic in their love life. You know, like you said, dude, you know when you're fucking with a 4 and know when you're fucking with a
And I don't blame them. Sometimes if some good pussy comes around, you gotta chill for a little bit.
Like a South Jersey 3 is worth.
Yeah. You know, yeah, exactly.
2.5. I think that's what my dad said. I don't know what that
is. Dude, South Jersey 3 isn't bad in some places.
Yeah. In South Jersey.
You should see an upstate New York 9. Those are unbelievable creatures.
Yeah.
Those bitches.
You're crawling out of the woods.
Yeah. I remember thinking back in the day, crawling, I was like, the girls in my high school are the hottest girls in the world.
Me too.
And then I went to college and I was like, holy fuck.
A whole
dude.
New world of vagina opened up. Yeah.
Dude, now I look at the girls from my high school, I was like, Jesus Christ.
This is what I was working with?
These bitches are
strong.
There
was like one that was actually like magazine ready.
The hottest girl that I graduated with is now a police officer.
Nice.
And I know that most dudes, the hottest girl they graduated with, it's with a model of some sorts.
Yeah.
So that's where I went wrong. That's where my fucking shit was deceptive.
Some little warped out, yeah. That's funny, dude. Did she hold on to it as an officer?
I don't know. She's still
Sergeant,
a cop, I guess.
Sergeant
oh, like
sexy?
Her,
yeah,
nah,
she's still
not
like,
really,
work,
no.
Nah.
She got jacked.
It did,
she's super jacked now.
Not a look I'm looking for. Some dudes are into it.
Yeah.
Some dudes are into it.
Also, it was like, it was one of those things where, because you know how, like, the hottest girl in sixth grade
mm-hmm.
is falling off by 12th grade, and somebody's catching up or they've passed
It's just
them.
Like a short peak.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the girl everyone's in love with in middle school, it's usually because she's, like, the first one with tits.
Yeah.
And that's usually because she's tall. And then she continues to get tall, and she's, like, 6'1".
Then it becomes awkward.
Yeah. She's, like, 6'1", and jacked.
Yeah.
You're,
and
like,
not looking
ooh,
so
this
good
other
number.
Girl that's 5'3", also has tits now.
Yeah.
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 That's life, dude.
She's off the table.
Yeah.
She's on the
volleyball. Also, my girlfriend's tall as fuck, so.
She's on the volleyball team. Hey, short kinks.
She's, like, 5'9", dude. She's like an inch or two shorter than me.
I'm 5'10", man.
Yeah, that's where I'm. That's what it says on my license.
On a good day, I'm 5'11".
Yeah, exactly. I remember in college, I used to tell people I was 6 foot.
Like they'll believe you. Yeah, I just never stand up.
The dumbest lie ever.
I sit low too. I just sit low. Never catch me standing.
Damn.
I don't think I've ever lied about my height. That's one thing I never lied about. That's funny as shit, yeah.
It is a crazy thing to say out loud now.
I wish I was. I wish I was.
I mean, I used to lie about almost everything.
Yeah.
It was like,
yeah.
I don't know why.
I used to do shit for class. Like, yeah.
In high school,
weird?
I was the biggest liar ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why, dude. It sucks.
I'm thinking on it now.
Yeah. We were all liars.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, dude.
Because you used to just
you wanted
sit,
to be the man. And was, the man, like, yeah, had stories that you didn't.
Exactly. Because nothing was worse than when a dude got pussy and talked about it at the lunch table.
Yeah.
And then you just went, like, literally around the entire table. Everyone's like, I got pussy once, yeah, too.
It's like an AA meeting, yeah, sharing about, like, their worst stories.
They're on, like, the third story, and you're, yeah, just trying to think of a cooler one. You're like, yeah, I went to Canada and got pussy.
Yeah. Yeah. One time when you guys weren't there, yeah, and don't, yeah, know about. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was 14, I had a 19-year-old girlfriend from, yeah, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And like,
Did she have a bio? What's her bio?
No, dude. It was my uncle's girlfriend's little sister. That's okay. What I told everybody.
Oh, of course. Okay.
But legit. Obviously, she was made up. Yeah. Like, none of it existed.
Yeah.
But
it's weird, though. Like, yeah. I did little shit like that. I'm trying to, like, think back now, but it's not even worth the details. But, yeah, like, just little shit to, like, give yourself a little boost. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, because you need those. You need to get pussy back in the, yeah, day, or imaginary pussy at least.
Sometimes the lie gets you places. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
and no one in high school is checking you on lies. They're just trying to think of cooler lies.
Exactly. Yeah. As they go around the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody is having the same thought, yeah, you are. Like, I'm a fucking, yeah. They felt like wet sandbags, like fucking 40-year-old virgin. You know, just making up lies about it.
Damn.
How did we get
here? How did we get here, talking, dude? About now we're bag. Adults talking about the lies that we, yeah, told.
Still telling lies.
Yeah. Honestly, to this day. Yeah. But
so speaking of, no.
I lie about once a week still. That's a good cutback from, yeah, where I used
but
to
But, like,
be.
Is it innocent shit? Or is it tax fraud?
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's tax fraud. Yeah. That's innocent shit.
I got you. That's, no, why I brought you here. No.
It's a...
This is investigative shit. No. Fucking
dude, it's like it's stretching the truth lies.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I fucking definitely do it.
Lying
just
is,
strangers.
Yeah, exaggerating strangers, is, you know? Not lying.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, I don't have a job. My wife is, like, very successful and goes to, like, we go to these, like, events and shit because she's involved in the local like business networking shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to people like, "What do you do?" And I'm like, what is it today? Yeah, I'm like, I'm launching a media company. I do a podcast. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's but not a lie.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. But it's like not, you know.
Yeah. It's like telling people
I don't like
broadcast.
I don't sound like I'm Zuckerberg either. You
true.
Know? But like.
Yeah, yeah, that's the key. Just yeah. don't over exaggerate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I don't really fucking say that shit. I would never say that. I do a podcast.
Dude, I tell people yeah. all the time.
I just hate asking now when I meet, like, comics and shit. It's like the gayest question. Like, oh, you want to do my podcast? Like,
it does
you
suck,
drive
dude.
Out to the fucking boonies.
Yeah. Dude, there's been a few people that we've asked, like, a few times.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate when they're like, yeah, ask me again. And I'm like, I really don't want to.
Yeah.
They're like, I can't today, but, like,
I gotta
I'm busy.
Look back around.
Yeah. I'm yeah. like, I really don't want to do it, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get it, but also I'm like, from the opposite perspective, I really mean it when I say, if I can't do it this week, ask me again. Usually.
I believe, yeah.
Usually.
And I believe most, like, I believe.
That's what I'm saying. That's why
if I hear that.
That's why I'm gullible and dumb enough to be like,
yeah.
well, let's ask. Because
you never know.
Yeah, let's like, hit Matt could. McCusker up for the 11th yeah. time to come on the pod.
Come on, Matt.
Yeah. Come on,
yeah.
Matt.
Yeah.
We dude, need you, dude.
Hell yeah. You're right. Yeah.
He'll hear this one and come on, dude.
Yeah, he'll never hear. But I hope he does. And I hope he does do that. So speaking of, we didn't even fucking name the podcast. You are co-host of Do-Rag and the Deer Tag.
Yes, sir.
With Rob Cruz and a friend of the show, Naeem Ali. And you guys are fucking sick. You guys
are sick.
Yeah. No, but you just did like a Philly Comedy Fest on Sunday.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to Danny Dubs and Fishtown Tom and Laura for putting everything together.
Hell
it was
yeah.
fucking insane.
Yeah.
It was nuts.
Tell me about it.
It was yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be a thing that hopefully happens again. I believe it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an all-day festival from noon to midnight. We had the return of Stoner Dads live.
Sure.
That was crazy. Big yeah. J was on Stoner Dads.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it was nuts. We did the first live digital bazooka.
Amazing.
That was crazy. It took a while to,
which is like you doing prank calls.
Yeah, I do a prank call show with my friend James Moss. So we're doing that live was crazy because like we were in front of an audience of 100 plus.
Yeah.
Just telling everybody like shut the fuck up, we're on the phone. Yeah,
this is one take Jake.
But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I love that shit, yo. The Jerky Boy. I grew up listening to like Jerky Boys.
Same, dude. I love those. And like
Sal Rosenberg.
Yeah, I love doing like, prank calls back in the day. So it's cool to like do them again and like know that people like them.
I love it.
But that was interesting. It was exactly like just one take and fucking like we had three guests. So it was me, Ryan Foster,
my co-host
James Moss. Yeah. John Del Calo and Ian Fidance was on it.
Okay.
And so it was only a 45-minute show, like a 45-minute slot. So we only had like one take to do the calls.
Yeah.
And I did the first one, and we didn't have the sound figured out for the first one.
Yeah.
So I could hear it, but the audience couldn't hear anything for mine.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was funny for me, and I think it went well. But also,
if the audience can't hear it all, then it's like kind of.
I knew the parts that were supposed to be funny, and I knew it was bombing hard for the audience, and it was because they couldn't hear it. So like,
you can't get a joke across if.
Yeah, exactly. So it just got weird, and I just hung up, and then but we figured it out from there.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, overall it was fucking sick.
Yeah.
We all had a lot of fun doing it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man, I just can't wait for the next one.
Yeah.
It was a mini Skank Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool to do it right before Skank Fest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be sick too, man.
I fucking can't wait for Skank Fest.
I'm excited for y'all.
Yeah. So, I was looking at plane tickets today.
Yeah.
More than I thought.
Yo, shit is burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just went to California.
I definitely should have did this
janky
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But, oh, yeah. The distance between which you book. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why I waited so late. I'm an idiot. I always do that where I'm like, maybe I'll have more money then. And like, I have less money now than I did then.
And they're more expensive.
Yeah. So, I should have just fucking done it.
What is the date on that? So, get it on the pod.
October, I think 29th, 30th. And or no, September 29th, 30th, and October 1st.
Okay.
But I'm going the 28th to the 1st.
Nice.
Yeah. So that'll meet me out there sick. If you're in Vegas, dude.
That'll be sick, dude.
I'm ready to get fucked up.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait. Last year was my first one.
Yeah.
And it was sick.
Never been. Can't wait. But
dude, you gotta go.
Yeah.
It's just 4 days of madness.
Yeah. Did you do anything last year like involved with the show?
I did. I got a guest spot like late on the last show on the last day, like a midnight show on the last day.
Nice.
They
fucking in.
I was just walking around with one of my friends.
Yeah.
She was friends with somebody that was like running the show.
Right.
And they got us in.
Got a spot.
But it was sick. And then like
yeah,
this year I'm going back. I'm doing another show.
Nice.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, and Naeem said to you.
Naeem's in it. There. Rob's in it.
Hopefully he said he could do the weekend after, so we'll talk about it then.
What, the come back?
Come back here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And, that's amazing. Skankfest is amazing. I love those guys. Like I said, I did my first open mic at the same spot. Like, Jay came up and just always loved that, dude. Like, that's kind of, like, I found that spot looking.
It's cool to learn.
Philly comedians, like, open mic.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I think that's how everyone finds it.
Yeah.
It's cool to learn that the Laugh House was also a white room back in the day.
It was a mixed bag.
Yeah.
It was a mixed bag.
I've heard nothing but Kevin Hart and Two Ray stories from the Laugh House, so it's cool to hear one from you and the legendary Wid.
The legendary Wid snatching the mic.
Is that a cheesesteak reference, Wid?
I don't know. I'm not a Wid historian, but I'm going to look that up now. If I... I don't
Wid, Wid out?
Is he good? Wid? Yeah, like Wid.
I don't know. Fuck him.
Fuck the Wid. He snatched the mic from me after my first punchline.
Yeah, I don't know that guy that well.
Yeah.
There are certain people that like...
He's legendary, though.
Did he hate on you with your first set?
Oh, I just came out hot. Like, I said, I had some bullshit. It was the first open mic, you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, Scarlett, I like Scarlett Johansson. I would eat her after birth in a spinach omelet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding. Spinach is disgusting. And he's like, too much too soon. Like, I was like 30 seconds.
And he grabbed the mic from you?
That. How bad is that? I mean, it's not a great joke, but it's.
No, that's crazy.
Dude, that's, how bad is that? And then right. two like black ladies sitting next to each other, like in stereo. So I had stereo. It was like, pervert, weirdo.
Dude, yeah. No. Yeah. This is why I hate comedy. I love it now. But, yeah, dude, when you first start. This is what ruins it. It's fucking dumb.
They don't give you room for
dumb old retards that have been doing it too long.
They don't
fuck
give
the
you
wid, dude. I don't know that guy, but he stinks just because of that.
Yeah.
Dude, there's a. I don't want
to
say
30 seconds, maybe. As long as there was more to what I said, yeah. Obviously, but like not much. Yeah.
There was somebody that booed me the third time I ever did comedy. I'll
at
never
an open,
free, yeah. At
what is the point of booing at an open mic?
At
dog?
Fucking you're Victoria just
a,
Freehouse.
You just have a black heart, like
yeah,
dude. That's
but it's somebody that still does comedy to this day, and I see them
the
now.
The booer,
yeah.
Oh fuck them! I boo you then.
It's somebody I still see now, and I'm yeah. Way better than now.
You tell me off the record, I might.
I will, yeah.
I know them.
But
I'm boo them in my head,
dude,
every night before I go to sleep.
They know now that like. And I don't fucking flex on anybody, dude, but I will flex on this retard till I die.
I got it. I got it.
I'm like, he knows that we've passed him a little bit and now he's such a dick eater and it kind of rules.
That's even worse.
And I'm
then
like,
that's just his ego showing his like vagina.
And I never bring it up.
Yeah.
But in the, I'm always like, hey,
you don't
whatever.
Need to
and
bring
like,
it up, dog. Just bring you up.
Yeah.
And
I just fake smile and yeah. Give him fist bumps.
No.
But in the back of the head, I'm like, dude, no. I remember when
you don't
you
have
booed
to say
me.
Shit.
Yeah. You
the
fucking
better you
booed
do.
Me.
No, the better you do.
Yeah.
The more he's going to.
My third ever mic, dude. Mind you, horrible joke. I don't remember the joke at all, but I remember the premise was something about when that Walmart had the mass shooter in it.
Yeah.
Probably for the third time open micer.
Yeah.
Not a topic you should tackle.
It's adventurous. I appreciate
but
the bravado.
But that's why I respected what you said, because you said you went up there and just swung for it your first time.
Yeah.
And that's like when you don't know what this shit is, that's just what you do.
I didn't know dick about dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah.
The people,
I didn't know who fucking, like, you know.
But the people that you fuck with just swing for it. So, like, I listen to, like, Patrice and, like, Louie, and I'm like,
fucking.
They talk about fucking Muhammad and.
Oh
abortions and Jews,
dude,
and like
shit you,
all the
like,
shit that
can't say. Like,
yeah, yeah, so I'm like, I want to do that, and I'm like,
if you do it right and make people,
of course,
funny.
I'm bombing. I'm new at it. It sucks.
Yeah.
But like, let me fucking
but you,
try.
Let
it,
me
dude.
Swing for it,
dude.
Go back, rewrite. You'll think about it. Maybe I shouldn't have said it that way.
That's what sucks too, is because like, and that's why I think I fuck with this shit now, is because like I'll see new open micers. Go up there and be like the whitest of brand new open micers be
yeah.
Like, so the N word is this. And you're like, yes,
hey.
I love this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And like, swing for it, dude.
Yeah.
Because and there are these gay motherfuckers that will tell you afterwards that like, yo, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're canceled. And like,
yeah,
you're not, dude. Nothing
yeah.
Matters.
Yeah.
Nothing makes me more mad than when someone's like, yo, you're going to come on my podcast. We're going to get canceled. I'm
right.
Like, I promise you we won't.
How about go fuck yourself
yeah.
And then
yeah.
I'll wait for you in the hallway, bud.
Nothing's getting canceled, bro.
I have a joke like I'm still working out now. Like it's in my act about like I'm older now, fucking trying to quit smoking. I smoke Newport 100s because it's the easiest way for me to feel truly black inside.
Right.
And I say it in front of black people all the fucking time, and no one gives a shit, dude. Like, no one gives a shit. I
but
mean, like.
There's certain people that will be like, you can't.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are the people I've
say. They all suck.
Fuck you.
Yeah. They stink.
It's a joke. It's actually a joke about me giving myself cancer.
Yeah. Like, no, those like, dudes will be at Fergie's yeah. Bombing until they're 70
yeah.
Years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the fucking wid.
Yeah. With like a notebook. Oh, Joe Biden.
It's crazy.
You know, I don't know. You get those dudes at the well.
All the time.
Like,
I don't go to a ton.
I was
gonna
say
anymore.
How many, yeah.
I usually go to Grape Room on Tuesdays if I can.
But you know the type, the older white dude at a
oh yeah
with a pad.
He's I can name like three or four of them.
He's been waiting for Tuesday.
Dude, there's a couple guys. There's a couple guys at Grape Room every week that like should have died 20 years
they're
ago.
They're just sounding.
Dude, there's
they're just
some
blessing.
There's some dude, some corpses in Grape Room that go up there every week.
Yeah. It's the same with these suburban mics.
Literally three of the oldest people that I interact with ever are on the open. Dude, I'm not kidding you. There's a guy that signs up at Grape Room every week.
Right.
He has to be 140 years old.
Hell yeah.
He's the old. It's insane.
He lives off like tea and leaves or something.
Dude.
Is he Asian?
No, he's white as fuck. I see him every week and I'm like.
How are you alive?
Yeah.
And he does the mic?
He slings jokes every week.
Like
every
new week. Shit? Like fucking
no,
Kill Tony
he
style?
He bombs hard, dude.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
But he's trying. He fucking shows up.
He's the man.
That's half.
He gives you the shakiest fist
bump. That's not
ever.
Half the battle, but it's part of the battle.
Yeah.
Showing up in a body.
Dude, yeah.
You
go
just
to
say
Grape
half
Room.
Half
the
of,
shakiest fist bump. Go to Grape Room and see these old dudes. Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
They all go up before me somehow.
Yeah. Everyone I say, I mean, everyone I'm meeting is saying going to Grape Room anyway.
Grape Rules.
Yeah.
That's where I started, dude. That's where me and Naeem met. That's where I met Foster.
Hell yeah. And who runs that again?
Silas P. Shout out to Silas.
Shouts.
Dude, everyone hates Silas when they first meet him.
Yeah.
And then you get to know Silas and you're like, this guy gets it. He's the man.
I know people who I like who like him, so
I
probably won't. Dislike him.
No, you probably won't because you got an in.
But
every
like
new person not hates him. I don't want to. That's not talking shit about Silas because he knows.
Dig it. Dig
but like me and Naeem both, when we met Silas, we were like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
And then we got to know Silas and we were like, yo, he's the man.
Just how he is.
Yeah.
Dig it. I like those people.
Yeah.
Those are the best people in the end, aren't they?
But dude, no. Comedy needs more Silases.
Yeah.
Because like.
So I don't know what you're like.
People that run good rooms.
Yeah.
And will tell people to shut the fuck up. Like.
Wow. That's beautiful.
There are new people that come. Or not even new people. But there are people that will come into this shit with like the arrogance of yo, I've done 10 open mics. Why am I still going up late? Mm-hmm. I should be a headliner. And people. Some people will buy into that and be like, you're right, you can go up early. But Silas and like Sonia used to do it at Raven. They'll be like, suck my dick.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're not going up till, now you're kicked out.
I'm for it. Damn, daddy hit stop.
Dude, it's all good. Sometimes you hit stop.
We'll just... Yeah, it'll be
no, sometimes you gotta hit stop.
Sometimes you gotta hit stop.
That conversation was over anyway.
It
dude.
Was like heated up and then nah. Fucking
dude, sometime I remember did you mean to hit stop or accidentally hit stop?
No, I hit it accidentally.
I remember once I did a podcast.
Fully.
The podcast I used to do before Durag, I was doing an episode once and like it sucked. It was one of the worst experiences. I hated this podcast.
Yeah.
But fucking I just
you're
did
just
it.
Like not
like,
feeling the day.
Yeah, it was like I just got out of college and I like did radio and I wanted to like keep doing some type of like broadcasting shit.
Right.
And I didn't do comedy yet, so I was like I didn't know what it was, but I was trying to be funny on there.
Yeah.
And they were trying to be like hip hop news type shit.
Okay.
So I didn't like it. But I remember once I was making fun of it was me and my friend and then one of his friends that I didn't know that well.
Right.
So I was kind of like the like outsider of it, but I made fun of the other dude for something, not even like made fun of him, something on like
just
some playful
roast.
Co-host shit.
Yeah.
And he tried to hit stop to like, he's like, nah, hold up and hit stop, but it didn't stop recording.
And he sounded.
Yeah. And he started like going off on me. He's like, you ain't going to make fun of me on my own show. I was like, what are we doing? But we got the whole thing. And then I edit the podcast. So I ended up putting the whole thing out anyway.
That's amazing, dude. Yo, that's sick.
It ended shortly after.
I love it. I'm hitting save because I'm a... No, that was a complete fucking jackass.
Did we stop again? No, we're good.
Nah, we're straight. I'm just hitting save because I'm fun. It's fun to run the board in
and
now have this shit to worry about. I see the red dot, so I
dude,
think that's good.
That's all you need. Dude, there were so many times with Durag that, like, we recorded fucking gold and, like, what I would
lost.
Call gold and lost it. That's what, it's so cool. To, like,
who runs
being,
like the boy? Like the sound,
Danny.
Like,
shout out to Danny
yeah.
Dubs.
Okay. Yeah.
He's,
yeah,
the,
sure.
he's the fucking the god on everything with that. Yeah, he takes care of everything. But yeah. fucking dude, there were so many times that like, there's nothing worse than when you're 30 minutes in and you're like, we got something, and then you get to an hour and you're like,
cut.
We don't have any of this. Are you kidding
yeah,
me?
Yeah. Yeah. We didn't get. Oh fuck. I've been there.
Yeah, we did it. We did a lot of that.
Yeah. That makes me nervous now, doing the two system sound recording, you know, with the camera. And
nah, you got a
running
good,
it myself. As long as that,
you got a good setup.
I'm
though.
Breaking the fourth wall right here.
Like, but you can see the red dot. Yeah. You got the time right here.
I got yeah. That I put that there. I'm
we used to literally have like a mixer on the other side of the mm-hmm. room and like an iPhone just pointed backwards at
yeah.
us. We'd be
yeah.
like, all right, hopefully this
it
works.
Just makes me nervous because this is a complete one man operation. I'm not bragging. I'm
no, dude,
talking about my anxiety.
You're killing it.
But fucking, let's get back to something worth talking about. Fucking do-rag.
Do-rag
rules, deer tag. And, well, yes, the do-rag does rule.
Do-rag rules. The deer tag's all right. Yeah.
So,
the Jewish guy's cool.
Yeah. Rob Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're trying to get a, we just set a new goal the other day that at 1,500, we're nowhere close to this now, but,
You say it, this now.
We're going to be there soon.
Yeah.
By the end of the year,
yeah.
maybe year and a half, or by like March, I think.
Yeah.
But at 1,500 people on Patreon, we're actually going to Louisiana, and we're hunting an alligator.
Hell yeah.
We're going on a gator
hunting
trip.
You should get my man Troy from...
Swamp People?
Yes, sir.
Do you know him, actually?
No.
All right,
yeah, we have like an alliance, like card-carrying Troys. Some of us
dude,
do
wanted,
alligator work. Some of us do podcasts.
I've wanted to get him on for years. I've been hitting him up about do-rag. He won't come on.
He's a serious guest.
He's one of my, I'm like his biggest
person.
Fan.
Yeah.
So I've even gone as far as setting up Chase Landry, his like youngest nephew.
Yeah.
Maybe not youngest, but like the one that was the youngest Eight one on the
yeah.
show. He was
right.
like 17 when the show was out.
Okay.
Dude, I've seen every episode of Swamp People.
Dude, that shit is hilarious.
I love it.
Yeah.
My favorite one is the dude, you watch the show?
I've seen it.
So you know, I think it's JP and his dad.
Yeah.
The two Indian dudes that
yeah.
look white.
Yeah.
Dude, they are fucking
yeah,
savage.
What? How does that work genetically? Were they designed in a bottle or just Louis?
They're
damn.
Just Cajun boys, bro. Yeah. Everybody in the South doesn't make sense. Nobody down there like looks
how
they're supposed to.
I mean, I'm here. My grandmother's from West Virginia.
Self-proclaimed
hillbilly.
Dude, it's crazy to think that like those dudes and Rat Boy James are from the same part of the world.
Yeah.
Like nothing makes sense down yeah. there.
I got a white hillbilly. She's passed, but I got a white hillbilly grandmother named Juanita.
That's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This is
what?
Before meth.
No, that makes sense.
This is
that's
the
a,
Depression era, 1920s.
Cause that's like a slave name, and that's...
Juanita.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a migrant
the
worker.
The only Juanita I know is like Billy Madison's fucking housekeeper.
Like, no, it's not even like a modern name, yeah. like Latino, whatever the fuck. Like, you know?
That's crazy.
Juanita. It's like a joke name now. But that was, yeah.
Dude, I've...
West Virginia.
I want to... What was I saying? Oh,
the South is crazy.
The two dudes on Swamp People, they fucking, the father yeah. and son, they, there's an episode where they shoot one, or no, they like have it on the hook and they can't find it. And I think they try and shoot it. Or no, that's what happens. They shoot it. But gators, you have to shoot them like in one fucking spot or it doesn't even hurt them.
Really?
Yeah, like you have to hit them like directly in this one
they're
spot.
Fucking
in the head.
Dinosaurs.
Yeah,
they
have like armor.
So
on them.
Like taut. Yeah, yeah.
So like he shot it and they thought they killed it, but they just knocked it out. They gave this thing like a fucking concussion,
yeah.
and he got in the water with it, and it came alive.
Yeah.
And this one dude, he's wrestling with the fucking
motherfucker,
like a 12-foot gator, and just
right.
has it in like a chokehold,
bro.
Yeah, crazy.
Bro.
And then that dude, they
you
got,
gotta have that guy on.
I want him
that
on so
guy.
Bad. Well,
who's
so,
that? Who's that's not true.
That's
the
that's JP,
the father and son. Yeah, yeah.
But they're in jail because
oh, word.
They got kicked off the show and now they're in jail because
yeah.
they beat the shit out of some guy at a gas station.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, just
I don't know why.
Straight fisticuffs, though.
Actually, I don't even know if they beat the shit out. I know they have an assault charge that happened at a gas station.
They caught a charge.
So I'm assuming they beat the shit out of some guy at this gas station.
That can, yeah. But that can only end one way.
The father and the son, I believe, are both still locked up.
Damn.
So.
Damn.
Free them is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I want them on the pod.
Speaking of prison, the prison I went to years ago.
Nice. Why'd you go to jail?
I had 3 DUIs.
Oh, so hell yeah.
I've been to jail a few times before that. The last time I was in jail, this is fucked up. This is just a random thought. The last time I was in jail was because I had to call. I was still on probation for my third DUI. And I had to call in to take drug tests and alcohol tests like every week or day. Every day. I had to go to my now wife's father's funeral. So I forgot to call that day. And they called my number. I had to sleep in jail because of that.
Wait, because you missed a phone call?
Because I didn't check in that I had to take a drug test that day. Yeah, I wasn't doing drugs at the time. Yeah.
Because
I was going
to
my father-in-law's funeral, my now father,
I've luckily never been on probation, but right. I've had, my cousin was on for a while, and I remember, how hard he used to stress about, having to be at his PO's office by,
job,
9 a.m.
Yeah. Don't commit crime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, third DUI, did 30 days in Chester County Prison. And then 9 months on house arrest. But I bring up Chester County Prison. I did 90 days there because this dude who there's a national manhunt on for this dude who escaped from that jail now.
Recently?
Yeah, it's on CNN. It's on Fox. It's
How do people
keep
escaping
news.
From Philly jails? This is the fifth one in the past
they
year.
They claim that it's understaffed. That's what they claim. I don't know.
So wait, when
I've been there. I know the in and out of
when
that
did this guy
facility.
Escape?
Last Thursday.
What?
He was a convicted he wasn't in there for a DUI, mind you. He's a convicted murderer. He stabbed his girlfriend 37 times in front of her kids.
Well, what'd she do? No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, she was violent.
She overcooked the chicken.
She just couldn't.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck.
I said no salt. I fucking told you. I'm on a low sodium diet, bitch.
Fuck.
37 stabs.
Talking to your teeth.
Yeah.
No, this dude convicted of murder. So when you're, I don't know if you know, I hope you don't, but if you're sitting in county and a convicted murderer, you're just waiting to go upstate. It's just a stop on the parade.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not where the football team's at.
Yeah, that's not where the locker room. Yeah. Yeah, that's not where
the longest yard's not happening there.
Yeah, you're just waiting to get transferred. So somehow he just fucking waltzed out, and they have video of him walk
in his jail clothes. Just
hell yeah,
just and walked out.
So they're I wore him. They're green scrub pants and a white.
What do you say bye to everybody or how do
he
you
he had a bag too
are there not people at the door in jail?
That's what I'm saying, dude. COs are everywhere when I was there, and there's fucking gates and locked doors that you have to go into shit to unlock, bro.
This city is such a that's why I like
it's so crazy.
Philly does rule, and I tell people
Philly
rules,
fucking rules. Hell
and yeah. I also tell people all the time. I literally said this to somebody this past weekend at Philly Comedy Fest. I said,
I don't know why I'm defending you. Philly rule,
dude. I said Philly gets a bad rap for no reason.
Yeah.
And then I think about the potholes in the streets and the fact that people can walk out of jail.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? The city does kind of stink.
It's possible.
It's possible.
There's a lot
it's
of possible.
Plausible. Maybe.
Yeah, it's plausible and possible. So this motherfucker, you ever heard of this place called Longwood Gardens?
Yeah.
It's a historical place.
Is that where he's at now?
They caught security. So they caught security footage of him because they have long deer fences. Speaking of deer,
how do you get there?
Because it's near the jail. It's out in the country.
Okay.
But they caught him twice, meaning he hit a perimeter he couldn't cross and came back and crossed the same surveillance camera. But my sister used to do that job.
Wait, the dude that escaped from jail?
The murderer that escaped from jail was caught on camera at Longwood Gardens on their surveillance twice on the same camera going this way and back. Meaning he got couldn't get wherever he was trying to go.
Right.
So he can't double back. So he got caught twice on camera. But my sister, she went to University of Delaware and did some kind of work program with Longwood Gardens or some shit. And she used to have to check the deer fences, like, for, like, I don't know, like, breaches and shit. She used to have that as her job. And now there's a fucking, like, convicted murderer out that, like, just waltzing around. Like, so in the video, he's got a book bag. He's got all this gear now. So he robbed a couple places. And there's a dude who said he saw him downstairs stealing peaches and apples out of the kitchen. He just dipped. He's already got a duffel bag and a book bag. And he's out here.
Yeah.
This shit's on CNN, bro. Like, I swear, if you open your phone when
I believe it, when you dip off,
is a national manhunt.
I had Philly Comedy Fest and then a fantasy football draft. Yeah, you've had plenty. I've been off the news.
Of cool shit going on.
Yeah, but that is fucking nuts.
Yeah, it blew up like, yeah, it pretty much blew up in the past few days.
Yeah, I did see somebody posted something. I think shout out to Mike Rainey. He posted something earlier about how we have like a 5'2" escape murderer or something.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what it was.
He's a Brazilian.
Oh, that's good.
So there's helicopters, choppers flying around with a message from his mother in Portuguese blasting out into our around the country.
Nothing would be more annoying than a Portuguese helicopter speaking to me. I'm shooting that thing
down.
That's
what I'm dealing with out here.
God damn it. There
might have to move to the city with these goddamn choppers.
There's no other time
choppers.
I wish Grand Theft Auto was real where I could just pull out the bazooka.
Might have to move to the city, get some goddamn peace and quiet.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Shit's ill everywhere, man.
I mean, good for him, dude. It's,
yeah.
There's nothing better than going to jail. And
I mean, if he waltzed right out, I mean, kudos.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
what the fuck
I was
is
there.
He supposed
I know,
to do?
I know the procedure. There's a lot of gates.
Imagine being everyone else in jail and being like, we're fucking idiots, dude.
The
we
thing is,
left
yo,
with that guy.
The CEOs, the guys that work there, they're in jail too. They wouldn't work there if they didn't have to.
Yeah.
They're in jail 9 to 5. They just get to go home and eat McDonald's at night.
I've never met a good guy
CEO.
That's a
like,
CEO.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how they
Me
are
neither.
At work, obviously, yeah. but yeah. like my one friend that used to do heroin was a CEO.
Yeah.
And he got fired for doing heroin on the job.
Yeah.
I think he sold it.
I was going to say there was probably some distribution deals.
I think he did
deals.
And they like fired him and tried to cover it up. Yeah. He never admitted to it.
He was making royalties off of distribution
They got rid
deals.
Of him quick and I was like, something happened there.
Yeah.
And then, it's this other like piece of shit that
so
I used to work with.
So he ended up in the spot.
No, he didn't actually. No. He says he's clean now, but every time I see him, he's fucked up. So
there you go.
Yeah,
that's what happens to those folks. So.
Yeah,
I've known too many man. Ugh,
dude,
shit is ugly.
Yeah, there's no, but it is funny sometimes when
yeah,
like
it's hilarious.
A complete perkhead is trying to like deny their sobriety to
Bro,
you.
Yeah,
yeah. This one dude I used to hang out with
it's
in college
obvious.
Used to
You know one when you know one, yeah.
Dude, I remember this guy I used to chill with in college.
You did benzos, you said?
I used to do a lot of Xanax. A ton of them.
Benzos, man. That's a hard come off.
Yeah. Those were tough.
I had to do that in jail.
But, dude, I feel like I did it the jail way where I was just like, nah, I don't want to, like, go to rehab. Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
Hell
I
yeah.
knew I was fucked up. But I was like, this is going to take me like 3-4 tough days.
Muscle through.
And we'll be all right.
If you're, that makes you more of a man.
And it literally was that. I had a girlfriend that was cool at the time. And I was like, I'm not going to do pills for a few days. We're going to watch the movies and chill. And she was like, all right.
Were you still like blazing and
shit? Yeah.
Because you need that to fucking even
the
kill.
I was getting high as fuck. I was on like massive amounts of edibles.
Yeah.
I think that's what did it for me. I just like overdosed on edibles every day.
Yeah.
And eventually was like, I don't need pills.
Bro, I don't think edibles work on me, dude. Last time I was in California.
They don't until they do.
I took 400 milligrams and didn't feel a goddamn thing.
Well, then
I'm
maybe
driving
they don't.
Through the hills,
I don't know.
I'm driving through the mountains of Lake Tahoe. On the one side is like, there's no guardrail. My wife's on the driver's, you know, I'm driving. She's out there like, I can't take this. I'm like, I'm chill. Maybe I was feeling a little bit, but like, I was just like cruising. Like,
there's some type of like, I guess edibles might not be it for you, but like, there's like tinctures and like, there's shit you
I smoke enough.
Like, certain like waxes and fucking
concentrates. The dabs and shit.
Yeah,
see, yo,
there's
the
some that'll
like,
blast you off.
Dabs is like a little too much. Like, You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I did have an oil rig back then, too. So I, was
I have
like
a, I have
dabs all day. I haven't done one in
I
years.
I just haven't done it, yeah.
And I don't want one.
I'm going to say 2 years. But like
probably
it's been
about 2 years, yeah.
But that shit gets me way too blessed to be any kind of productive.
I don't like one. I remember my friend Mason came home from jail when I was like a freshman in high school, or a freshman in college. And he was gone for like 4 years.
Yeah.
So this is when like dabs like kind of popped off. Like we,
it
I didn't did, know.
It came from nowhere to somewhere.
I didn't know shit
stuff.
About him like right. when he went away.
I was like, and there's then, other shit to smoke that's weird.
When he came home, we were all smoking him. And he was like calling us gay for like coughing. He's like, y'all gay, bro. Y'all can't handle
no,
your shit.
Son, that shit.
I was
is...
like, son, hit one of these. He bet. I remember he bet us $20, which back then was a big deal.
Sure.
He's like, $20, I won't cough if I hit that shit.
Right.
And he held his cough in until his head turned like blue. And then he started throwing up. And we were like, you could just keep the 20, bro. Like,
yeah,
you should have just coughed. You, bro. You fucking idiot. Yeah. Fucking moron. Like,
the dabs is a lot. That's like, you know, that's if you got a day with nothing to do. Dabs is a lot, man. That's like a full blunt to the head in one hit.
Dabs are like, you know when I smoke a dab. There's no like denying it.
I'm lost.
Yeah, I'm just I'm like, bro, I can't do it today.
Can't do comedy.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was saying is my friend that used to do perks, he used to do like fucking 330s a day.
Mm-hmm.
He lived next to me in college, like my first year I moved off campus.
Right.
And I remember he was like, he was like nodding off on my house one day, and I had this girl.
Did you know what
over.
Like dope nods were?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah. I knew. I
yeah,
was
okay.
like,
yeah.
I was like 20, 19, 20.
Oh, yeah,
so I was
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I wasn't like super familiar with him, but I was like, I was like, I know what's going on, but
something.
I remember he was like, I was like, bro, I got this girl coming over. Like, you gotta get out of here, because like, even if he was sober, I wouldn't have wanted him around. Maybe like he could have hung for a little bit and like smoked with us.
Yeah, but.
But
if,
we were like,
if the deal was the DT, yeah,
and like she knew him, and like we were all cool. But I was like,
it'd be weird if he was there.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want you nodding off in front of this girl, bro. Like this is weird.
Even just the third man, like, what are you here
and
for,
then,
like, dog?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But, hit the bricks, bro.
Well, it was. So I'll give him this. It was like 2 p.m. on like a Saturday.
Yeah.
And like we were like watching college football or some shit.
All right.
So it wouldn't have been
chilling.
Like.
All right. It wasn't
it wouldn't
just
have
like,
been weird if
hey,
she came
over
and then he left.
It's not as awkward
I
as
I wouldn't
I'm
have been mad at that.
As I'm picturing.
Because
yeah.
that had happened before.
Yeah.
Where like she comes yeah.
oh,
over.
Because that had.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like she used to come over all the time and he'd be there and then he would leave and go to his spot.
Right.
So like I wouldn't be mad, but he's also like nodding off. But yeah, I remember I told him, I was like, dude. You like you're fucking, you're on drug. Like
yeah.
you're literally
go
nodding
be,
off. Go
yeah.
do that in your house.
Yeah.
Don't do that on my couch.
Bumming me out.
Yeah,
yeah. yeah.
You're ruining the vibe, bro. You're a fucking vibe pirate right now, dude. Go home.
Dig it.
And then I remember she got there like before he could leave,
mm-hmm.
and then she was like, "What's wrong with it? Like, why is he?
Yeah, what's
like, she
deal?
Made it weird.
What's the deal with this? That's killing
yeah
boners and vibes." With,
and I tried to like make a dumb joke, and I was like, "Oh, he's a fucking crackhead. Like, he does this," which is like almost like a comical better way of saying my friend is on 90 milligrams of perks right now and he's
yeah.
overdosing.
Yeah.
I was like, he's a crackhead, whatever. Like, let's go to my room.
Don't look at the foam at the mouth.
But he, dude, he like heard that and woke up.
Oh, shit.
And also, I left this part out. He was rich as fuck. His parents were rich as fuck. And I was like a 19-year-old poor college kid.
You're right.
And he was a like a bum with no friends.
Yeah.
So he had like a 90 or like a 70-inch TV, this huge TV.
For no reason.
And he's like, you guys can have this. I have two of them. So he like let
he
us
was that kid.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
He let us have his big ass TV.
Damn.
But so we were watching the game on his giant TV and he heard me call him a crackhead and he like woke up from his perk nap and he's like, I ain't no fucking crackhead. He's like, you're using my TV. I was like, you said we could use your, like, nobody asked you. Do you have an extra TV?
Yo, it's crazy. They perk up like right in mid conversation too. Like he had a locked and loaded
but,
what he was.
Dude, he had such perk strength that he woke up from the nap.
He was saving it up.
And,
yeah.
Dude, he's like, nah, fuck that. He went and unplugged his TV.
Yeah.
And I remember it took me, him, and my roommate to like bring the TV in. It was that big. He lifted the TV off the shelf by himself and carried it downstairs on perks.
Bro.
a 70-inch TV by yourself, bro. I was like,
what the fuck, yo?
What do you want, dog? Just seeing somebody wake up from like a fucking a full fiend nap.
Yo.
That's what I was telling somebody that the other day, like crackhead or like fucking dope heads.
Yeah, like any kind of like drug strength.
Like standing up straight or sitting down, they cannot do. But like you ever see them like pedal a bicycle? They're going like 30 like miles Lance an hour. Yeah, they're all Lance Armstrong on bikes. Dude, it's crazy. They're
like international
weaving in and out of traffic. I'm like, holy fuck.
Give them a yellow shirt and shit.
It's insane.
Bullshit.
Give them the yellow shirt. I just learned about the yellow shirt this year.
Yeah.
I had no idea about...
I don't know. I'm not like a big cyclist fan. I just... you know, shit comes down.
I got into it, the Tour de France documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
That was sick.
That's a good one.
It was a good one, dude.
Dude, what a piece of shit.
Who, Lance?
A lot of them.
They're all pieces
of shit. A lot of them.
But also, like...
A lot of sports. Like, in a lot of sports.
Nah, there are certain sports where I want steroids, though.
NFL. Like, I want Jalen jacked.
NFL would be cool.
No, I don't think he, I'm not, that is not an accusal, and I don't think he is, but I'd be okay with it.
It's hard to say with like NFL and UFC because like it would make a better product for knockouts, but it is more dangerous.
And I want to see what the human body can do too.
Right.
You don't want to see like what science only. So obviously they got nutritionists, they got fucking trainers that have done this for a long time. So it's not just the human body. It's a trained human body.
Yeah.
But, like, chemically, I guess, there is something to seeing what a guy can push himself to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. And not a gay.
Why not, dude? No, you're not
in
gay.
In a fully gay way, there is something. No.
Like, fucking Power Slap should have steroids.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy. Yeah,
fucking hey.
Power Slap rules, dude.
Yeah.
I was...
That shit is wild. So, do you think those... So, they test...
Yeah, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
Why can't you get on some crank and do that? I don't know. I'd be a wild man.
Dude, you see some of these guys and you're like, how are they not? I don't even know what crank is. How are they not? Crank? I think it's meth.
Yeah.
I think it's like middle of nowhere.
So, from having to do the drug test, I know that stimulants like coke and shit, they're only in your body for 2 days. So, I'm guessing you can probably play the system.
So, yeah, I bet a lot of those dudes are like meth heads. But yeah. They're not on... steroids, like, cause I don't know.
I'm not.
I think a lot of these dudes are. They're sanctioned fights, so yeah. I think they're getting blood tested at least. Yeah.
They're subject to the rules of like
the Nevada Athletic Commission
and
or whatever.
It's always fucking Nevada. Yeah, exactly.
Dude, I've gotten really into Power Slap. I don't know why.
That shit is hilarious,
dude. There's some characters in that thing. Like there's
who's
some,
like the biggest? Who's your guy? I'm unfamiliar.
I was a big Slap Jesus fan. He's in jail now.
Jesus. So they got like rap names?
Only he does.
Okay.
Everyone else has their real name.
Trucker Hodge.
But this guy, Truck Hodge is
Truck Hodge. No. I fucked it up.
This guy, Slap Jesus, was the man. He was definitely a meth head. Yeah. And he brought his work home with him and slapped his wife. But he's in jail for that now.
Like the dude who beat up Chrissy Mack.
Yeah.
What's homie's name?
Fuck that guy. He ruined a great porn star.
Hell.
Yeah, he ruined her. She doesn't even do porn anymore.
One of my favorite threesome scenes is Chrissy Mack.
Yeah, I haven't seen any good stuff from her ever since she got her face punched in.
How could you do it after that?
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
I don't blame her. Chrissy, hit me up, dude.
Cute.
But,
I like
Slap Jesus. He was the man.
Yeah.
Maybe
she'll be a Skankfest dog.
Slap Jesus?
No.
Oh, Chrissy Mack?
Chrissy Mack, yeah.
Yeah, get her there.
No, Slap Jesus.
Slap Jesus will probably
I'm
be
sorry,
there.
Dude. I'm like ADD and you ping pong.
No, you're good.
Yeah.
There's a new guy that I like.
Yeah.
Name's, I think, Austin Turpin.
Turpin.
Yeah. You call him Turp Daddy Slim.
Turp?
Dude, he talks so much shit. He's
like the
man.
Flavors on weed terps.
He knocked this guy out the other day, and the guy was down for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And when they finally got him up, he was in the middle of his like interview with the also fucking Power Slap doesn't do like they don't have like Daniel Cormier or Rogan come in. They have the hottest dumb girl ever come in and interview these guys.
So no no flavor to the
and they're all like unprofessional retards. So they're
and
like,
she's just like, hello, I'm beautiful.
Dude, he literally said the other day, he knocks the guy out and she was like, that was so impressive. How do you do that? He's like, thanks, baby. I like when you talk like that. And everyone's like, what the fuck is this guy doing? Dude, this
At least Rogan, when the dude was like, my balls was hot. Was it Isaiah?
No, it was crazy.
What's his name?
But that the, the guy that he knocked out. He's just
like, what you doing later?
Girl? Yeah, he was just clearly hitting on this girl. And then the guy that he knocked out, like, finally gets up and he's like.
This is pre-dude still on.
Yeah, dude's
cold,
still on the ground.
On the slab.
And then they finally get him up and there's, like, three dudes, like, helping him get off stage.
Right.
It's, like, a sad, like, you could see this man is, like, fucking clearly concussed, and the guy, he grabs the mic and starts talking shit to him. He's like, you fucking pussy, take your ass back to where you came from, you fucking faggot. I was like, what the fuck? I've never seen that, dude. I've never seen someone grab the mic and just be like, I fucking told you, you fucking pussy.
Like real life Hulkster shit.
I was like, oh shit, this is the best sport ever.
Some real shit.
I'm hooked on. I hated him in the moment, but
I'm
like,
gonna look for this now. Where do you watch this?
It's on YouTube. It's all on YouTube.
It's all on YouTube. It lives on YouTube.
I'll show you after this, dude.
Yes.
AJ Hintz versus Terp Daddy Slim.
I put you onto the Highwaymen.
The Highwaymen rule, dude.
You put me on the slap.
Power slap,
Power slap. Hell yeah. Highwaymen.
Highwaymen rule.
Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There's a guy named Waylon Frost in a Power Slap.
Oh, nice.
He's a beast.
That's a great name, Waylon.
He's the man.
Waylon on him. No, that's
I do like that name, Waylon.
Yeah, it's a hack comedy name, but Waylon.
No, dude, I'm naming my kid Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony Montana.
I like it.
It's got to be the name, dude.
It rings true. Carmelo Anthony.
It's a Syracuse legend.
Champion.
Big champion.
Where's he at now? He's still with the...
No, he's retired. He's he's raising his son, though. He's got a son that's
That's what I'm... Yeah,
junior in high
this
school.
This is how much I pay. Like, I love basketball, but, like, don't really...
Dude, we're trying to get Carmelo's son to come to go to Syracuse.
Yeah.
That's the big push on the podcast for the next 2 years.
Okay.
We're turning Durag like and the Deer Tag into a
steering committee
for... Cayenne Anthony recruiting podcast.
Cayenne Anthony.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
I'll name my second son Kyan if he comes to I'm such a big Syracuse basketball fan.
Yeah.
That's one of my big goals with Durag is like, and it's slowly starting to happen, and I can't wait.
Hell yeah.
Because like, we had a couple, like the first like 2-3 years we did it, it was like just the few
people
listening.
Where are you at now?
Listening.
How long has it
We're
been?
We're like 3.5 now.
Motherfucker.
So I guess like...
Has it really?
Yeah.
No shit.
So I guess like the first 2.5... There was, like, the couple people that were listening. But, like, now, like, 2.5 to 3.5, we got some people that are
Hell
on board.
Yeah.
And fucking, my goal is to turn them all into Syracuse basketball fans.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, like,
just, like, slow drip of constantly talking about
we have
something.
We have a bigger...
You gotta Trump them.
Yeah.
Trump has a way of just slow dripping the whatever you want to say. Just pound it, pound it, pound
That's
it, pound it, pound it, pound it, and then it becomes pounded at a certain point.
They just got, it's got to be inscripted in their brains.
Yeah. Even with the liberals. No.
Liberals can be Cuse basketball fans
Hell
too,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
It's the only place I don't discriminate.
I'm a fucking rat. I'm nothing, actually.
And I'm a Chinese communist
at
the end of the day.
I'm a Guatemalan expat. No, I don't fucking know. I don't know what I am.
Guatemalans rule.
Yeah.
It's an underrated race.
Yeah. They fucking built this. They're building this country.
They're still building it.
Yeah. It's true. It's true.
People would never have milk if it wasn't for Guatemalans.
Fuck no. That's what people don't realize. Like, the supply chain would collapse without, like...
Guatemalans.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said it. Yeah.
Damn. No, that's
we
a shout out to them.
Shit out. Yeah. Yeah. Big up.
Big up to the Guatemalans.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah.
Build America better.
All our Guatemalan supporters.
Yeah.
I know. I'm friends with one Guatemalan, and he's the best dart player I've ever seen.
I've done some bullshit jobs. I've worked with everybody. Like, but I lived in South Florida for like a year. So I worked with some Guatemalans. There was a kid they just called Boogie because he was always picking his nose. We were just doing demo work. This is how, like, you know, low wage this job was. Just getting fiberglass up your nose all day. Just fucking working. But, like, the hardest working people I've ever met. Harder working than my ass.
Yeah. Like, nah, them boys will work.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fucking.
It sucks, like, the older I get, the more I realize my work ethic stinks.
It does. What we were trying to do here.
Yeah.
You know?
No, dude, we're making it happen, though.
Use your brain. Yeah. You know what I mean? Use your brain.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it is. I think.
It's not my work ethic stinks. I just don't want fiberglass up my nose.
Hell yeah. If you're doing demo, it gets in your arm. Like,
I hate being itchy.
Motherfucker.
I like waking up at like 9:30. Yeah.
Cancer's a bummer at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
I'll probably still get that, but
it's a trip to the dentist.
Yeah, I gotta go back there soon.
Yeah,
I went to the dentist twice this year for the first time in like 5 years.
I did that like a year ago. Yeah,
because I had to get
the first time.
I had to get the half cleaning and then the other half cleaning.
Yeah, and they're like, come back in a month. I'm like,
my dentist was hot enough where I did it. Yo, my dentist was pretty hot, and I was like,
mine's real chatty, and like. Not
is she hot?
No. I was looking for a diplomatic. No.
Yeah. Mine kept like dropping cleavage in my face, and I was like, "I'll be back in a month."
All right. Yeah. Do you take tips?
Yeah. She's like dropping.
Yeah.
She's like, "That'll be $30." You, like request, putting it in her tits.
Request Rachel.
Yeah. No. So she was a dental student.
Yeah.
This girl that I had, and she like. She had to like do like a certain amount more of things
before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like, "Yeah, I'll come back." Yeah. She posted it on the South like Philly Facebook group, and I was like, "She's hot enough where this has to be a scam."
Girl, I'll put your time in.
Yeah, I thought it was a scam, and then it wasn't. I was like, "Nice,
hell yeah,
hot dentist,
genius."
Yeah,
that's a good ad.
Shout out.
She's going places.
I gotta go back to the dentist.
Yeah, she's doing OnlyFans.
I don't know if I'd subscribe.
Not that good.
There's a couple girls that I really want to see have sex that are on OnlyFans.
So, like, how much does one pay? Like, how much are these subs?
There's a girl that I went to college with.
Is it as much as a do-rag in the deer tag?
It's
Patreon?
Way more. It's way more.
It is.
There's a girl. That's where I draw the line. Because if it was $5 a month.
Exactly.
I would do it.
What's that, a cup of coffee?
We do so much for the $5 tier.
I'm saying. It's a cup of coffee.
This girl I used to
want
to fuck in college, it's $27.99 a month.
Right.
And that's like, it's not that I don't have $27.99 that I can spend. It's like, it's the principle of like.
Giving some girl $30
a month.
Yeah,
dude, I don't want to spend $30 to jerk off.
That's some prostitution shit.
Because there's hotter girls on the internet. She's not the hottest girl.
Also, like, there's other girls. Yeah. There's not just the one.
Well, and that's how OnlyFans works, too, is like you pay the subscription. And then you just get like.
Oh, so it's not just you.
Nah,
focus.
OnlyFans. You pay the subscription.
You're paying OnlyFans.
And then they'll have like a cleavage picture, like a picture of something, and be like, send $50 more to see the video. And I'm like, dude, now I'm like $90 into this.
Icing
thing.
On the.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Dude, OnlyFans gets expensive.
Holy fuck.
These girls make chicken.
That's crazy.
Girls make so much money on that.
Who is that one? The one who was like on like the Maury Bahad Bahani.
Oh, Bad Baby, yeah.
She like showed her receipts of what she was making.
Yeah.
Insane.
And she's not even fucking on there.
Insane money.
Yeah.
For no.
She's not even fucking on there. Black China is the same thing. She makes like $20 million a
month.
That
bitch is still alive?
Yeah. That bitch is still alive.
Fucking.
I don't think she's fucking on there either.
Yeah.
She's making $20 million a month.
Well, kudos to not having to fuck. For money.
I mean, yeah, but fucking,
I'm not with it.
Yeah, like, start fucking.
It's not my bag.
I'm trying to see something.
But I'm not a Jeff Dunnigan,
Jeff Dunham.
Jeff Dunham. Thank you. Dunnigan.
If I was Jeff Dunham, I'd be paying for pussy.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham.
I'm not a fan of his. So I almost combined his name with Kyle Dunnigan.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd be paying for pussy too, dude. Those guys are both rich. They're both doing fine.
You ever met Metzger?
No. I'm
pretty sure he fucked with the Laugh House too. I could be wrong. I
didn't. He was in Philly way before me.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. But I just don't know if you run into.
I think I like ran into him at Skankfest, but yeah. I didn't like meet him.
He did Soul Joe's 2 years ago, a year ago.
He's the man. His new special was very funny.
Hell yeah. He's a genius.
Yeah. I would like to do some shit with Kurt one day.
I think you will.
Thank you, man. That'd be cool. I think
you will. You heard it here.
Kurt, fucking get me on some shit, dude. Yeah. You're the man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, that's the weird thing about, like, not the weird thing, but it's like, it's hard to, I guess it's not hard, but like, to draw the line between, like, being a fan of somebody and, like, being cool with them.
Me too.
Because, like, they don't.
I'm right there right now.
Yeah.
But like, on a different level than you.
No, I feel you, dude. It's weird because, like, you just want to be, like, you want to be peers with these people more than anything. But, yeah. like, then you. I met, like, Jim Norton last year, and I was like, dude, I'm such a big fan. Yeah. And I, like, after it, I was like, I'm such a faggot for saying that. Like,
no,
he probably thinks I suck, dude.
No, man. I would be. I am the same way.
But I'm like, that's Norton. He's the man. Dude. What am I supposed to say? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Give your respects. Like, yeah. Why wouldn't you? I don't know. What are you supposed to do?
I know, yeah.
We're supposed to just act like a hard ass the whole time and be like, I don't even, you know?
I think we get that fake perspective of it, though, because there are certain people who are like that.
Yeah.
There are certain people who will be like, you'll be like, yo, man, I'm such a fan. They'll like, look at their phone.
Yeah.
Look down at their phone. And we're like, yeah. All right.
And that's just, I don't know.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think that's how you should be, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, that sucks.
That's not how I'm going to play
it. But that also ruins it for, like, everybody else.
It does. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
I'm an idiot. Dude.
I can't take a picture.
I'm an idiot.
I'm a fucking, I want to be, I'm doing shows, too. I can't do a photo.
But, like, you see it, Skankfest. Yeah. Like, anyone that asks someone for a picture at Skankfest, most of the comics are like, fucking, yeah, get in here.
It's why we're here.
Yeah.
It's why it's called a fest.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not called a show. Skank show.
Yeah.
Skank
fest.
That
might be different.
Yeah, like festival.
Skank,
and
skank
like,
dinners maybe not come up and ask for.
Everyone's chilling, hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
I don't know. Who's, so you've opened for who? Like, I know you, you work at Helium a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, whenever they'll let me.
Helium.
Whenever they'll let me.
Hey,
I'll say I don't work at Punchline a lot.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah.
I've also had this fake beef with Punchline for the past week. If they hear this, please book me more. I've been just talking shit about you guys because
just to punch up.
Yeah, it hasn't.
A little controversy never killed anybody.
Not talking shit wasn't working, so that clearly
so
wasn't doing
punchline.
It. Yeah. I did the Stanhope weekend. That was fucking sick.
Right.
He's the man.
Did you get to like talk to him and shit?
Yeah, he's the coolest dude ever.
He's
exactly what you'd expect.
What I heard.
Yeah, he's the man. Stanhope fucking, he drinks more than anybody I've ever met. He's a psycho, and he's one of the nicest dudes ever.
That's what I was.
He takes care of the staff. He's the fucking dog.
Yeah.
Greg Fitzsimmons was the man.
Oh, I love him.
I did a weekend
with
him.
I love that dude.
He was the man.
He's from New York, upper.
Boston, I think. Gerb.
He's originally from Tarrytown, New York.
Okay. I think,
but he came up
in Boston
with Rogan and
that.
Yeah. Comedy-wise, he's from Boston. Yeah.
He was cool as fuck.
Yeah.
And then I did a weekend with Brad Williams at Helium.
Sure.
He was the man.
Yeah. Did you feel good?
Yeah. He was the man, dude.
Did you feel good?
I forget who else. There's some other cool people. Brad Williams was one of the cooler ones.
No, he's cool as shit. He sounds cool as shit.
He was cool. Yeah, they were all cool. Dude, everybody I've met has been cool.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I haven't met any, like, dickhead comics.
The good guys, yeah.
Oh, I've met, let me rephrase that. I've met plenty of dickhead comics, but, like, famous people are all cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, the only person I've, like, hosted for that was kind of a dickhead was, like, the least famous of all of them. Honestly, I don't even remember his name. It was some guy in Syracuse, but, like, he fucking stunk. Mm-hmm. And he was, like...
He's not worth name.
But, yeah, he was just, like...
Fuck him.
He wasn't an asshole. He was just, like, very, like... I was, like, he was one of the first people I hosted for, so I was, like, new, and I was just, like, trying to ask him questions about, like, how to get on the road.
Just, like, a brick wall.
Yeah, and he was very, like, standoffish about it, so. But everyone else has been, like, cool, and they'll, like, give you advice and shit.
See, like, the biggest people I've met have been the nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It seems to be a recurring theme. Like,
yeah.
Just be a fucking nice guy.
Yeah, it'll take you fucking places, I guess.
You can talk shit on podcasts as much as you want.
Yeah.
Say retard gay.
Call everyone retarded. Faggots.
Yeah.
I've been saying it too much lately.
Yeah, I know, me too.
I gotta let it chill.
Because we don't mean it. That's why.
I know, because I'm saying it in the cool way.
Exactly.
Like how your grandpa said
explanation done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my only explanation.
It's official.
Yeah, Helium rules though, dude. Yeah. That's my favorite club in the world.
Oh, it's the best club, man. I bet I met some cool people there. I saw Brian. Remember Brian Posehn?
He's like, I know the name.
He was on like Mr. Show in the 90s. He's like a stoner, kind of a stoner comic.
I know the name.
Yeah. I saw him there. He was like, he just like advertised to the crowd during the show that this was 10 years ago. That he was like, anyone with weed in the crowd, blah, blah, blah. I went up to him after word he came out, and we went back in the green room and just fucking smoked, and I recorded a little bit. I did a podcast 10 years ago, too, called See You Next Tuesday, so I, like, recorded with him back there for
a little bit
and shit. This is, like, fucking out of a... I just was going to a show.
Right.
And just, like, yeah.
That's sick.
And then I met Hannibal Buress. And I was like, yo, you want to call me tomorrow? Because he was doing a Saturday show. So I did an interview with him 10 years ago for my old show.
Oh, shit. You did a phone interview with him?
Yeah.
That's sick.
He was in the hotel. Like, I know you have nothing to do, motherfucker. I didn't say that. But I just went up to him after the show. He was like about to start talking to his chick. I was like, yo, dog. Yeah. I was like, do you mind? He's like, nah, I got nothing going on tomorrow.
That's sick.
So, it was horrible. I was horrible at interviewing back in the day, but
right,
he did it. You gotta do
shit like that. It's cool to do it with like
half the shit is networking. Honestly, it's just meeting people and talking, being not an asshole.
Yeah,
that's how you came on.
Yeah,
yeah. Like I met cool Naeem. He came through, and like I heard you guys, and I was like, yo, this dude's funny too. Meaning you, this dude. I'm like, I want him on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the more it's love. I'm trying to promote you. I have a very small platform. It's growing, but like everybody increases everybody. Like,
yeah.
All what is it? Fucking rising tide lifts all.
Something like that.
Fucking
Something like that.
Gay bullshit.
Something fucking Jesus used to say when he was trying to fish.
More you fucks with people, the better shit is.
Yeah. Nah, for sure. Yeah. I agree, dude. That's been the coolest part about comedy is like fucking most people are sick.
Yeah.
I haven't met many uncool people in this.
And it's just the move is towards Philly for me. Like that's everything I was telling you earlier off cam. Bruh. I'm not gonna be that guy that just starts.
No, just call it the cam.
Off cam.
Off cam.
Remember off cam when we were talking? Just like, you know, I lost my place. But fucking
moving to Philly.
Yeah. Everything there's cities are cities for a fucking reason. There's a reason everyone goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just this.
No, I'm trying to move back.
It's where business happens.
It's like, it is, but like once you get there, everyone's trying to move out to where you are.
Yeah. I love the quiet of where I am,
but
it's like.
I don't get any of that.
Yeah. It's like it sucks being broke on this end.
There's dudes that do
I gotta go that way to get this way.
I hear construction outside my window almost every day.
Yeah, I mean, it's not different here.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Dude, they're putting up luxury apartments everywhere, I told you.
There's nothing worse than like construction.
I still
or, like,
get the highway
lawnmowers.
Noise. I still got highway noise.
It's not that quiet then. You gotta move out to the real middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there is a middle of nowhere around here.
I don't think so.
You gotta go north.
This is pretty still like metropolitan.
Yeah.
It's not metropolitan, but
anywhere with like a LA Fitness.
I can slide
is still,
to Philly real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, anywhere with LA Fitness, Planet Fitness, LA Fitness.
If you got a LA Fitness, this isn't the
this
sticks.
Is like, yeah. You're reading fucking Cosmo, drinking apple teenies after work. We're talking about bitches.
I bet there's a lot of dudes doing that out here.
Yeah. And they're bitches.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
No, this place rules, though.
Yeah. No, it's a nice place. It's where I'm from. Coatesville's a lickety split down a road Shit, dude. I gotta tell you right now, I'm either gonna piss or die.
Dude, go piss.